You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, we've had this gentleman on the show several times over the years. It's always good to catch up with him. Always admire the work that he and his organizations are doing. It's going to be yet another cool conversation, doing some neat things. Got some new stuff coming in 2019, what we're going to talk about. Let's welcome back Colby Henson. He's the Vice President of Acquisitions and Sales for Fortress Builders. Colby, welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
It's always good to see you, sir. I appreciate you making time. I know you're awfully busy, so thankful for you joining us. Remind the audience a bit about you, your background, and the work of Fortress Builders.
Okay, well, I'm Colby Henson. I represent Fortress Builders on the acquisition and also on the sales side. So I've kind of got the first and the last of the company, which kind of gives you a different perspective, as you can't just go out and buy just anything. You got to make sure that you can sell it at the end. So Fortress Builders, a little bit about us, is we are truly a local-based company in Cobb County. We develop, build, and sell all of our own products. So we literally take a project from A to Z, all the way through the acquisition, the zoning, the development, the construction, and the sales and marketing of the home. So we get a little bit different perspective on truly a local level, just building in Cobb County currently.
That's super exciting. You always have the coolest projects. Let's talk about some of those. Tell us and give us an update on Peacock Park.
Okay, well, Peacock Park is one of our newest projects that we have right now. We just got a recorded plat 2 weeks ago, and we've got four homes that were ready, and we are excited about kicking this one off. It's about 37 lots just south of the East-West Connector with a close commute into Smyrna Vinings. You literally can walk to the Silver Comet Trail there. And so it offers master on the mains, plus bedrooms upstairs. And it's not age-restricted, but it's kind of age-targeted in a way to attract that buyer that wants the best of both worlds. We've noticed that in a lot of our active adult homes that we have people that are coming in that are a little bit younger than that, that don't want to be in that 55-plus classification, but they still want that efficient home, master on the main feel. So this is kind of a compromise for that buyer in the market right now.
I am that buyer. I'm 49, and I know I've graduated to that point where I'm interested in those active adult communities. And yeah, I don't want to be in this. Well, you know what I'm talking about. I am that absolute target.
You don't want the label, but you know,
right?
You know,
yeah. But that's also showing. Talk about a trend that's changing. I mean, I think that's becoming more prevalent. I think even millennial buyers are kind of looking at that kind of community. Don't you think?
Surprisingly, yes. And some of our active adult that are truly 55 plus active adult, we're having a lot of people come in just because they like the smaller footprint, the master on the main, the low maintenance. In most of our communities in the active adult, you know, grass cutting and all of that stuff is covered. And I think that's appealing because it's not like you're in a townhome that's attached or you're not in a condo or apartment. So it really is kind of a different step versus going out to like West Cobb, where we build some of our other neighborhoods like Stone Mill Creek, where you've got a traditional single family neighborhood with a huge amenity package and really geared towards that family buyer. They don't really want that. They still want to be close in. They want to be near the restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, the Battery at Peacock Park is just a few minutes away, and that's a huge draw for a lot of people. So we're hoping that we kick this one off right. We're glad to have our recorded plat. We're ready to just get going.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, we're going to talk about Stone Mill Creek in just a bit, but I want to hear more about Barrett Preserve.
Okay. Barrett Preserve, we're really getting towards the end of Barrett Preserve, which it is a true active adult community that we have. All of the grass cutting is covered.
Yay.
Yard maintenance, all of those things. We just got all the roads finally topped and everything is cleaned up and perfect. So we're basically in closeout mm-hmm. on that one. And we've just started four new houses right now. So those will be available in about 4 to 5 months.
So last chance if you want in Barrett Preserve.
It is last chance. And those range in like the mid threes. You're so close to the Marietta Square. You're close mm-hmm. to Kennesaw Mountain. You're close to Milk and Cookies with Publix and Kroger and Target and all of that stuff nearby. And so that's a big draw for a lot of people that have, you know, families in the area they don't want to leave the area. They want to stay there. Right. So that's
they're close to the avenues. Who can
close
leave
to
that?
The avenues? Shopping.
Yeah, it's a great location.
Yeah. Well, what about Creekview Park? It's between downtown Acworth and downtown Kennesaw. What a great location.
It is a great location. That has been a really popular subdivision. We're really in closeout phase. We've basically built the whole neighborhood out right now. It's been very well received by the community. It's technically in the city of Acworth, but geographically, it sits between Kennesaw and Acworth with easy access to 41. And we find like a lot of people like that. Two-car garage, one of the most popular plans of Master on the Main, as we talked about Peacock Park earlier, that seems to be very popular right now. And most importantly, with Creekview Park is I think we hit a price point that's very tough for a lot of other developers and builders to achieve right now, with our entry price point starting in the mid threes. We keep hearing it time and time again, you know, the 1st of October's Business Chronicle was affordability, affordability, affordability. We keep hearing that over and over, and we feel like we really hit the mark right with Creekview Park, and it sold well, and so we're proud of that one. I wish I had more lots.
Yeah.
Sounds great. All right, Colby, Carol and I will return after this short break. We have a few more communities to get into, but we'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
And we're back with Colby Henson with Fortress Builders.
So Colby, before break, you alluded to Stone Mill Creek and all the reasons that people love us. Where are you in development with that neighborhood?
We're getting close to close out on that one too. Currently, we only have 7 lots left.
Wow.
So if any pre-sale buyers are out there right now, we're getting really low on lots out there. That's a really unique community because that's one of the last communities in West Cobb with the large lots. I think it is the largest lot new home development in West Cobb. It's amenity rich. There's a clubhouse, swimming pool, tennis courts. There's a private 7-acre park across the street with like a little pond, a grilling area, walking trails. So it's a little bit unique in its character with all of those amenities.
Yeah.
So that one has been very well received. And the lots are just, they're big and they're wide and they've got 3-car garages. And it's what people really want that are out in that area. And it's rare to find that now.
Yeah.
Everything is very dense, very together. But this one is kind of special.
Yeah, that sounds neat. And the amenities are amazing. We're just not seeing those anymore. So.
No. It's you know, affordability and the cost of development seems to be the hot points that are going on throughout our industry right now, especially in Atlanta. Seeing a lot of amenities go away, houses getting closer together and becoming smaller, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. You could have a little green space or you could have 7 acres.
Exactly.
Goodness gracious, that sounds like a great place to be. I guess if you want to close with terraces at Depot Park, understand you just had a recent successful ribbon cutting.
We did, yes. We hosted Mayor Derek Easterling out there at Terraces at Depot Park. And that was a really unique property for us. We went in and assembled basically 8 pieces of property in downtown Kennesaw. And when we did that, we were going to net out around 50 townhomes or so. Well, the city came back to us and they said, hey, we really like some of that land due to its location and proximity to the downtown Depot Park area, which they're trying to redevelop. So what we were able to do is work out a deal with them and sell them back property that we had purchased and which will be created into a park with sidewalks that will connect directly into downtown. Plus, it also gave them on the corner of Main Street and Sardis, it gave them a, hey, welcome to Kennesaw marquee park called Gateway Park that has just been finished within the last month. It looks great. It's got the wide sidewalks. I mean, it really is one of those unique properties that's, you know, walkable into downtown Kennesaw, restaurants, retail. And we've been super excited about that. In fact, we're basically almost at our 40% sold out mark, and I feel like we just started. So it's
crazy.
It's really neat to see that project come along so well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the big other buzzword I'm starting to read out there is connectivity. So, you know, it's not just that people want the amenities to be near. They want to be connected with where they are. And, you know, everything you're building, you know, connects them to where they are and the stage of life they're in. And, you know, being at Terraces at Depot Park, you can just walk down the street to dinner and have that glass of wine and walk home. So
absolutely. And I think that has to do, I mean, One of the main things in Atlanta that we keep hearing over and over is traffic concerns. And, and there's it's an absolute concern. But a lot of people that have been, you know, locals here for a long time don't realize that Atlanta really is in a state of urban sprawl right now. So when you have these little downtowns that are redeveloping and creating these retail environments and these restaurant environments, and if we can be on the periphery of those and develop nice communities that can walk to them, we can eliminate some of that traffic concern where typically, you know, a younger couple might live in a townhome in Kennesaw, jump in their car and maybe go to Buckhead or Midtown to eat. Well, they don't have to do that now. They can walk right down the street and have a really quality meal, quality retail environment. So that's one of the really cool things we're seeing in a lot of the small cities around Metro Atlanta.
So I mentioned at the very, very top of the show that we might get into a few things to look forward to in 2019. Anything we should dive into and understand?
Yes, we've got a couple communities coming online. You know, with the rezoning process that takes so long, we just purchased a piece of property that will be coming online. We'll start development this year over on Harris Road. It'll be a 55-plus community. Our most recent one is called Mount Calvary, which is right off Dallas Highway and Mount Calvary Road. There'll be 41 lots. It will be an active adult neighborhood. This one will be unique in its character, though, because in most active adult neighborhoods, the density and the closeness of the houses are very close together. This one is going to feel more like a traditional neighborhood. It's still going to be active adult. It's going to have amenities like a clubhouse and passive little park area, a walking trail going around the entire community, your minutes to Kennesaw Park right there. But the lots are going to be larger, so it's going to feel like a true step-down single family without all of the, you know, costs associated with maintaining your yard and the mess. So truly, you can lock and leave, but when you come home, you feel like you're in a traditional neighborhood and it's not so close together. Some of the buyers, they still want to feel like they're in their bigger house neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a step-down approach for them. So we're excited about that one. We should have lots in front of us in the next couple months here in January. So,
yeah, that sounds exciting.
Very exciting. Well, so as we were rolling through 2018, it's amazing how fast this year has flown. Do you have any specials or incentives to get rid of those, you know, quick delivery homes before the end of the year?
Yes, we've got a few at Stone Mill Creek. We're, you know, kind of some of our incentives across the board, and this is one of the main things we hear from people that buy our new homes. Is one of the first things about buying new homes is, you know, blinds and refrigerators are probably two of the most popular things. And so that's been our incentive across the board is blinds and a refrigerator. And that seems to be really popular because one, it matches the rest of the appliances in the house when they purchase it, which are all included in the new home purchase. But blinds also, because that's probably the number one thing you see. And when you're building new neighborhoods, you don't want to go by and see those, you know, cheap generic paper blinds that people put in temporarily. So aesthetically, it works for us, and the buyers seem to really be open and welcome to that type of incentive. So
it's nice.
Yeah, so that's one of our that's one of our standard incentives.
Fridge and blinds, really. It's all you need. It's really all you need. All right. Well, Colby, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have questions of you or want to learn more about any of these great communities at Fortress, where do they go?
You can go to our website. We just launched a new site in 2018. The website is built by Fortress.com.
All right. Colby Henson, the Vice President of Acquisitions and Sales for Fortress Builders. As always, sir, it's good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneider. It's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.